if you've ever been in New York, in Brooklyn, Bedford Avenue stop, this is the station. And this band, Moon Hooch, that I'm going to play, a trio of two saxophones and a drummer, got banned from Bedford Avenue Station. Let's listen to them. Guaranteed to get me out of my funk.
That was, are you kidding me? They shouldn't have kicked those guys out of that metro stop. They should build a monument to them. That's amazing.
Right?
How did you find them?
I went to see a show by Antibalas when I was in New York City at Brooklyn Bowl a couple weeks ago, and they were the opening act, and I just like couldn't believe there aren't that many people there at the time, but everybody that was there was moving.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, they were just phenomenal. And then I came back to D.C., and there it was on my desk, the CD. So Moon Hooch is the group. The record's called Moon Hooch. That cut is somebody asked them while they were playing, "What's your name?" And they yelled out, "Moon Juice." And they went and Googled Moon Juice, and it was taken. So they went to the Hooch. that cut is called Number 9, and it's the first track on the record.
That's fantastic. I love that.
A trio of two.
I'd be happy if we just put that on for the rest of the show. Should we wrap it up?
There we go.
Okay.
Let's play track number 10. That's the second cut on the record.
I'm going to play something that, and I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want to see if you can guess both the band and the song. Band and the song. See if you can figure this out.
All right.
Thank you.
Got it?
Well, I got the song with no problem. That
Hank Williams.
Hank Williams, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, but gosh.
This is a band you introduced me to and I fell in love with immediately. This past summer, in May, we featured him, Squirrel.
Oh, awesome.
Squirrel, Jim Jarmusch, Carter Logan, Shane Stoneback. Back in May, we featured their first EP called EP1. They're about to put out another EP called EP2. They're based out of New York City, just a very sludgy but also kind of a bit playful droning guitar rock band. You know, they're not writing and releasing music at a blinding rate, you would say. I mean, they're all busy with other projects, obviously. They recorded these songs over a period of about 3 years. But hopefully we'll have a full length from them sometime in the future.
I like getting these tidbits.
Yeah, it's nice. It's sort of the way records used to be released, right? You know, you'd have three records from the Beatles in a year or something, right?
Yeah, full lengths, however.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Full lengths versus EP. You know that song, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, that song is 65 years old. Isn't that amazing?
Still hits me.
Hank Williams wrote it in the late 1940s, and the guy was dead before he was 30. It's amazing. Anyway, Squirrel, EP2, lots of good stuff on there.
Well, I'm going to pick us up, play a perfectly poetic and depressing love song that almost everybody out there knows. It came out in 2003. Hmm. It's Death Cab for Cutie, and it's from Transatlanticism, right, which is just a brilliant, wonderful record. And it's called Title and Registration, and it starts off as this mundane song about how he's thinking, I don't think glove compartment is really quite the right name for this thing in my car. And then he starts fishing around for his title and registration and then finds a picture of an old love.
Yeah.
And it just dives deeper and deeper into the sadness of losing love. So that record, Transatlanticism, came out 10 years ago. To make that record, they did, Ben Gibbard and Chris Walla, the band put together these demo tapes, drum machines, real crude. Versions of the songs are mostly slower for the most part than the way they wound up. And they just released an album of demos, song for song. Like every single song has its demo put in the same order as the original Transatlanticism. And I'm going to play Title and Registration for you.
The demo version.
The demo version, yes. Disappointment and regrets that
So nice to hear how these songs evolved and the kernels of ideas that they had before they were fully formed. The title track, Transatlanticism, is the final version, is just one of the most epic, soaring, it just gives me goosebumps when I even think about just how massive that song gets, and it just makes me want to float away. You listen to the demo version of Transatlanticism, the title cut, and you can tell that they haven't quite found the heart of the song yet. They're still working on it. And it's so nice in this version, too, just the simple drum machine with it, you can tell.
But the storyline.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just killer.
Yeah. Ben Gibbard writes great story songs, you know, really, really heart-wrenching story songs.
You got to dig us out of this. I mean, just mood-wise.
What do I have? I have a group of four women from Seattle called Lulu's. Their debut record, It's Alive, is just out now, and it's really remarkable. This band has only been playing together for about a year, and you listen to their music, and it sounds so fully formed, you wouldn't think they'd been playing together for 12 months. Lulu's in Spanish means light, so I'd like to think that this is cheerier music than maybe the story we just heard, but it's really kind of just dark surfer rock. Twangy, dark surfer rock, although their harmonies are very sweet. This is Lulu's from their record, It's Alive. The song I want to play is called Morning High. We'll be right back. Lalouz, what'd you think?
First of all, it helped.
Yes. Yeah. It's got a little shimmer.
Doctor, that made me
it.
Feel a little better.
It's got a little shimmer around the edges,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Those well. Harmonies, especially.
Well, that guitar.
Yeah. I bet you know how Surfer Rock, it's such a distinctive, you hear that guitar sound right. and you know Surfer Rock. I bet you know how they do that.
Well, I mean, if you think of Dick Dale, one of the early surf guitar players, his thing was he always wanted to make things sound like when he surfed.
Hmm.
And so, for some reason, reverb makes what people call the sound wet.
Yeah, right.
And he was really big in reverb, although he kept blowing up his amps all the time. And he went to Fender. Fender was the amp maker, guitar maker, and they made for him a bigger and bigger and bigger amp until he finally didn't blow it up anymore. It was like a 100-watt amp. It's got a 15-inch JBL speaker in it. And in some ways, he fathered, you know, heavy metal with, wow. with I mean, he's just like this great bridge,
yeah.
Dick Dale is. And but that reverb is the key.
Well, Lalouz, do you think you could dance to that, Bob?
It's a little slow, mm-hmm. but I have another surf record.
You're kidding me.
No.
All right.
I had this planned before. People don't know that we don't talk to each other until we come into this room.
It's actually, I make a point of it.
That's right. The name of the album I'm going to play is called Surfin' Strange.
Huh.
It's from a group called Swearin'. Do you know Swearin'?
Yeah, I have heard of Swearin'.
So they're from Philly, not much surfing, but it's led by Allison Crutchfield and a fellow named Kyle Gilbride. And if you're a fan of Waxahachie, the name Crutchfield is going to sound familiar. Allison's twin sister is a singer. Katie is a singer for Waxahachie. They also share a bass player, this guy Keith Spencer, both Waxahachie and Swearin'. Family affair. And you certainly hear the sibling voice, how similar the two twin sisters sing and the style they sing. I'm going to play from the album Surfin' Strange. I'm going to play the lead-off track. It's called Dust in the Gold Stack.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for that at the end. A little noisier than Waxahachie, too, for sure.
Yeah, great, right? And you hear the voice.
Oh, absolutely. I would have guessed that it was Katie Crutchfield. Yeah. Absolutely. And it makes me wonder, you know, when they were sisters growing up, was Katie the quiet one and, you know, and her sister was the loud one?
The quiet ones would be my guess. But yeah, good question.
Yeah.
The song is Dust in the Gold Sack by Swearin. And we have a first listen. You can hear the whole album up online.
Yep, in our first listen series.
NPR.org/first listen. That'll get you there.
It has been a pretty amazing year for music so far, don't you think? So far, it's almost done. We've only got a couple more months of it. But
yeah,
it's
actually, this is the time of year where I start putting every single album I really, really like in a folder and start driving around listening to them. And I thought, well, okay, so maybe this year I'll do a top 20 instead of a top 10.
I might actually have to do more than a top 10 this year.
This is
so many great records.
Yeah.
You remember way back at the beginning of the year, we kicked it off with, we started getting some songs from the band Rye.
Oh, yeah.
And their record, Woman. Well, I'm going to bring this back to Rye here in a second. I want to talk about a guy named Michael Milosh. He's a formerly trained cellist and singer. You don't really hear it in his music, but I first discovered him about 10 years ago. He's as an electropop musician. He's from Canada. He was a solo artist. He put out a few records I just loved, and then he disappeared. The last record he put out was in 2008. I always wondered, what happened to this guy Milosh? Well, flash forward from 2008 to now. Turns out he's the lead singer for the band Rye. And you hear him sing in Rye on that incredible record, just gorgeous voice, and you think a lot of people thought it was a woman singing on that record.
Yeah, I did.
And it's actually this guy, Michael Milosh. And in addition to doing the Rye project this year, he is back with another solo album that's about to come out. It's called Jet Lag. He did this album with his wife, Alexa Nicholas, and it chronicles all the world travels that they've done together, which is why it's called Jet Lag. And they really meant for it to just be a very romantic, joyful listen.
And if you missed the live Arcade Fire in the studio, we have music from that performance, a studio performance they did online for you. Reflector is out this week, a double record from them, so that's exciting. And I was at Mountain Oasis.
Formerly called
Moog Fest. Right, which will there will actually be a Moog Fest, but now it's complicated.
It's complicated, but anyway, same idea.
We'll have a handful of concerts from there. This was fun. I like the surfing connections. I like the depressing song connection. I like Moon Hooch.
You know, I don't think I would have popped the CD Moon Hooch into my stereo to listen based on the name. It just sounds so goofy, but what an incredible sound. I'm looking forward to spending more time with that one.
All right, let's hear Mr. Milosh.
Jet Lag. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Robin. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
I feel it in my bones. I'm in a different state. I'm up. Whoa, whoa. I'm in a different state. Oh, 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 oh. What up is a day? Baited. This machine is to be slain. Tempted to be buried.